And welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advocate for the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. Today, we have Amy French, the Volunteer Coordinator and Family Services Director for Habitat for Humanity of the Roaring Fork Valley, here to tell us more about what they are up to. Welcome, Amy, and thank you for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So excited to see you again. Amy's organization, Habitat for Humanity, just added a AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. And to learn more about that, you can visit AmeriCorpsVista.com.
Yes, please do, because we're still looking for that right applicant to join us through that program.
So what would that applicant or what is that position?
So that position is a new position that we're creating in conjunction with you guys, and we're so excited to welcome the individual who's going to help us with our really exciting Basalt Vista housing project, which I look forward to talking with you more about in a little bit. But this particular Vista position will help myself coordinate the volunteers that are coming out to help us build, as well as helping us prepare our families to be a part of the net zero community that we're creating in Basalt Vista. So they'll be able to learn a huge amount of sustainability aspects of this project. And so I think the right student would have some interests in green building, environmental studies, a little bit about construction, and how to engage with the community that are coming out to help us build these homes.
Terrific. Can you tell me a little bit more about what net zero means?
Yeah, so net zero, what that means is we're building this 27-unit project, and we are not putting in a gas line. We will be putting solar panels on all of the homes with a goal of our families to have very low, almost nothing energy bills. So therefore, the solar panels will be powering the elements of these homes. We'll also be building these homes to very high environmental standards, such as really high quality windows, really tight building envelopes. And really, this project is going to be the first community on the western slope of Colorado striving to be net zero.
That is amazing. It almost sounds like folks who build off the grid.
In a way, yes. We're really excited to be partnering with CORE and Holy Cross to build not only these amazing homes, but also affordable homes for members of our community.
It sounds like an amazing project. Can you tell me a little bit more about what the history of Habitat for Humanity is in our area?
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity it has the same area as Battlement to the Bells, stretching from Aspen to Parachute. We've been in the Roaring Fork Valley for 18 years, and we are currently building in Silt right now our 32nd and 33rd home.
Wow. That's amazing.
It really is, you know. And what's even more amazing is, so it's taken us 18 years to build 33 homes. And now here in the next 4 years, we'll be building 27 homes. So we're really on a huge uphill trajectory to really improve the number of affordable housing opportunities for folks in our community.
And it really couldn't come at a better time.
Absolutely. We really, I believe, affordable housing is the number one issue facing our community right now.
It's interesting because when I meet with the Vista volunteers that are already here, that is echoed back to me. And that poverty of housing just keeps coming up again and again. And they're seeing it from the standpoint of living below the poverty line and trying to find housing. But then they're also seeing it in their volunteer work for the organizations that they're serving. So it's absolutely, I think, one of our paramount concerns here.
Absolutely. And we're really excited to be partnering with all different, you know, right now we're partnering with Pickin County for our Basalt Vista project, but we're already having conversations with other organizations and other ways that as multiple organizations really, in my opinion, need to come together to tackle this project. No one entity can handle it alone, but coming together, we can really create great opportunities.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit more about the Basalt Project.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Basalt Vista Project is underway right now as we speak. We are actually pouring concrete on our first foundations today. And so it is located right behind Basalt High School. The Roaring Fork School District, they donated the land for this project. And then, like I said, Pickin County is providing the funds for the infrastructure. And so therefore, Habitat is acting as the builder, and we will build 27 units over three phases. So like I said, we're starting phase one right now. So we'll be building 9 homes, and specifically 5 of those homes are for people that are working within Pickin County, because Pickin County provided the funds, and 4 of those homes of this first phase are for teachers in the Roaring Fork School District. And teachers, as we know, are another important aspect of our community that are really impacted by the really expensive cost of housing.
Yes, ma'am. And I can attest to that as an educator in the Valley for 10 years prior to working for United Way. I got very lucky and was able to find affordable housing early on, and I could qualify. But there's just not a whole lot out there. So I'm excited to hear that there's more opportunities coming.
I'll tell you what, when I had the opportunity to speak with these 9 families to tell them that they won the lottery, because it was a lottery-based system to apply for these homes, everyone cried, because it really is a life-changing opportunity for these families to be able to afford a home, a brand new, amazing home, and the stability that will provide for them and their family is irreplaceable, in my opinion.
Well, it means you can stay. You fall in love with the Roaring Fork Valley, and as an educator, you're doing very important work, or, you know, as someone who's working in firefighting or for the police, and you can't stay. There's just no way to make it affordable, so this gives them that opportunity.
It really does. And I think that another great part of this project, which is one of Habitat's tenants, is the community coming together. I like to compare it to an old-fashioned barn raising. So each individual, each adult that has the opportunity to purchase a home will be coming out to build with us. They'll be spending 250 hours of sweat equity actually building the homes, along with volunteers from the community. So that's one of the things that I'd love our listeners to consider, is coming out and helping us build these homes. Approximately 50% of all of our homes are built by volunteers. And it really is such a fun way to spend a day, is working alongside our Habitat crew and the families that are getting to buy the homes, and learning some skills. You know, we teach everyone. Most folks that come out don't have construction skills, and that's no problem. We find tasks that everyone can accomplish, and then at the end of the day, you can look back and say, wow, like, I really made a difference in this problem that we talked about, and I want to come back and keep helping.
I can think of no other volunteer opportunity really that gives you that insight of of what the problem is and then allows you to impact it so directly, all in the same day. And actually, that's how we met, was through a Habitat build that United Way joined on in Silt. And to this day, when I ask the AmeriCorps Vista volunteers that are here what was their favorite volunteer opportunity, they say Habitat for Humanity. And it's just an amazing, amazing feeling.
It really is. And that's how I got involved with Habitat. In fact, at my previous employer, we would come out twice a year and build. And you get a great feeling of, wow, I made a difference. And, you know, it's a really great team building opportunity. You know, you get folks from businesses and families coming out who spend a day working on tasks that are, you know, a little bit outside their box sometimes, but they, you know, they have a great time, and then folks come back every year. And it really, you know, like you and I both have been on the site, it's fun.
It is fun.
And you feel good about what you've accomplished.
Absolutely. I can say that when I was coming for our first Habitat Build Day, I felt really underqualified. And, you know, how am I going to be able to contribute to construction? This is something I know nothing about, and I'm not some burly man. How am I going to help? And your crew does such a good job of making people feel comfortable and giving them tasks that they can do and showing them how to do them. And I just think they do such a good job.
They really do, and they really enjoy it. You know, our guys have been in the construction field for years and, you know, built beautiful homes in Aspen. But when you're building a home for someone who's such an important member of our community and they're there thanking you and you're getting to work with volunteers, it's so much more rewarding for them to get to be involved in our process. So they love to be there, and they are excited to show folks every day how to build a house.
You know, I got to speak with some of these gentlemen that are helping train the volunteers and managing the build sites. And their stories really reflect the heart of Habitat for Humanity as well. I know a couple of them have homes through Habitat and ended up losing jobs or having problems, and Habitat was able to hire them. And so your organization really is focusing on trying to lift people out of poverty.
It really is. And we say it's a hand up, not a hand out. I think there are some folks out there that have misconceptions that Habitat, which is an organization that's all over the world, gives away homes. And there's no Habitats that give away homes. They are providing homes to people for a price that they can afford. So here in our valley, we set those prices and we look at the area median income and then set the prices for the homes based on what the families can afford. And, you know, they folks, like I said, they do that sweat equity, and then folks have a mortgage and they pay their mortgage. And it really, we say it's a hand up, not a handout.
I definitely can see that. So how does the funding work for these projects?
So I hope a lot of our listeners have come and checked out our brand new ReStore. So we have this amazing brand new store in between Glenwood and Carbondale. And so we opened that store in January. So that store we were able to build. We got an amazing loan through the U.S. government. So we own that building and we have an affordable mortgage. So we are really secure in that location. So all of the funds from our ReStore cover all of our administrative costs, all of those construction guys that you mentioned. And then some of those funds help us provide the cost to build the homes. There's still a loss. And so therefore we use donations to cover the remaining cost of what we lose on every single home. Because of the cost to build the homes, what we sell them for, we do lose money on every home.
Sure. So folks can help Habitat through donations and volunteering. Are those your two biggest?
Those are our two biggest. Yeah. Coming out to donate, coming to shop in the store, and volunteering are the three ways that folks can get involved with our organization.
And the store is beautiful.
We are so lucky that we really like to say we have one of the nicest ReStores in the United States. And that's because of our community. They support us. They donate beautiful items. We get great donations from hotels. You know, a few years ago when the Hotel Jerome did a remodel. We got everything from the hotel as well as the Sky Hotel. And so we have beautiful items and treasures. And it's a really, it's a fun space to come check out if you haven't been yet.
And eclectic. There are so many fun things when you walk through there that surprise you. Every time I walk through, I just think, I never thought I needed that, yet here it is.
And I mean, you feel good when you're shopping because all of the funds are going to a good cause. So you just don't feel bad when you're buying things.
Definitely. And you all also sell paint.
Exactly.
And cabinetry, new cabinetry.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about the cabinets. So there's a great program called We Build. And so Habitat Colorado is kind of like our parent organization. And they built a construction shop in a corrections facility. And so folks in the facility are learning skills to build cabinetry. They build trusses for our homes. And so for years, we've been using these products in our Habitat homes. And so now with the new store, you can actually purchase these custom cabinets for your home. And so you're supporting Habitat. You're supporting the inmates who are able to leave the facility with a career.
A job skill.
A huge job skill. We just got a letter, the Habitat Colorado, everyone who supports this program, from an inmate who had 3 job offers when he left prison in a cabinet shop because of the skills he learned.
That's amazing.
And these really are beautiful, beautiful custom cabinets.
They are. I was really impressed in seeing them. And I mean, you all sell just nearly everything you can think of for a home out of that Restore.
Everything in my house is from the Restore. Couches and lamps and appliances, brand new beds. I mean, really, we can outfit anything you need at the Restore.
Absolutely. And just out of curiosity, I've wondered this myself multiple times because it does look like Habitat for Humanity of the Roaring Fork Valley is thriving here. You said 18 years to build 32 homes, and now you're about to build 27 more within the course of what, 2-3 years?
4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, a big job.
So it seems like this is a really successful Habitat. In the scale, you said you're a national, worldwide?
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity is in 70 countries around the world. There's 1,500 affiliates or chapters in the United States. And so our Restore is in the top 10 performing stores approximately. And then we're getting up there with the number of homes that we're building. You know, obviously land costs are a huge hurdle for us. And so therefore, you know, partnering with the school district to provide that land was crucial for this project. So, you know, we actually are one of a smaller scale for number of houses. You know, there are some affiliates like in Florida, for example, that are building hundreds of homes in a year.
I can imagine. But, yeah, that's a huge challenge for anyone here, though. I think that's a huge piece of that housing problem is there's a limited amount of land available, and then it's very expensive.
Exactly. So yeah, we're looking forward to this Basalt project and 27 homes there. And then who knows, you know, where we might be able to partner and provide more homes in other communities.
It's amazing. And from the standpoint of housing, Up Valley Housing Habitat really hasn't been able to break into that market until this Basalt project.
Exactly. And I think what's going to, you know, we've built, like I said, this is house number 32 and 33 in Silt. When we leave Silt, we'll have built a total of 16 homes in Silt. This will be our third home in Basalt that we've built. And I think what's going to be really exciting is to get more folks here in the Mid-Valley engaged in volunteering with Habitat and a little more awareness with what's going on. We're really hopeful to get more folks just out to volunteer. You know, traveling to Silt has been an obstacle for some people. It seems a little further away, whereas right there in Basalt, I'm really excited to get everybody involved in building with us.
Definitely. So tell us about the Habitat for Humanity volunteering Is there someone we need to contact? How do we do that?
So I'm the best contact. So you can contact me, or you can also just check out our website. We're at habitatroaringfork.org, and it shows we'll have an updated volunteer calendar where you can see, you know, just shifts that you can come out as an individual. We build Tuesday through Saturdays. So you can come, just check out a day. Or also, you know, my contact information is there, and you can organize build days. And that's what I see happen more often, like you guys did
right.
for the Vista days. Or, you know, I get quite a few Aspen Ski Company. They bring out some of their folks. We have banks that come out, and that's, folks seem to enjoy, you know, having a social network with them, because everyone is, like you were, a little nervous to come out and just show up by yourself.
Although I will say, having become a seasoned volunteer,
right,
I am happy to hear that I could just volunteer for a day and come out and help you all. It's the best workout in the world, and it's so much fun. I have never, ever operated an all-saw. Is that right?
Right.
Sawzall?
Yep, uh-huh, yep.
Oh, my goodness. Good times, folks.
And you were scared at the beginning.
I was.
But then, by the end of the day, you were just rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, and you want to do more.
Right.
So I'm happy to hear that you can go back as an individual.
Yeah, so it's just 9 to 3 is what we ask folks to come out. So it's 6 hours. And then also, I would love for folks to consider volunteering at our Restore. You know, I have a couple of ladies that come out once a week, and they help us price merchandise. They help us with customers. You know, they get to admire and help us arrange all of the beautiful items in the store. And it really, you know, it's a fun atmosphere to be alongside our staff and seeing all the fun stuff that's coming in. And so if you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer that's flexible, you know, I have some, like I said, some ladies that come once a week, some folks come once a month. You know, we really, it's a fun opportunity in our brand new store to give back.
Absolutely. And you're inside.
Inside, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
You get a workout, right? Walking around the 50,000 square feet facility, and you get to know that you're making a difference. I mean, that store, if it wasn't for that store, we wouldn't be able to build these homes. So it's a direct correlation.
Absolutely, and like you said, some treasures, absolute treasures,
really
in that
fun
store. So you'd be on the inside scoop,
right?
Is there anything else you want to share with us about Habitat today?
You know, I grew up here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and I see more and more of my friends and family unable to afford to live here. Yeah, and I think, you know, we all understand that housing is difficult, and this is a great way, this project in Basalt, to actually feel like you are doing something to recognize and help improve this project. You know, we have the four homes for the Roaring Fork School District teachers. Those four homes are going to be housing 5 teachers. I have one couple that's both the husband and wife are both teachers. So not only are you helping those teachers stay in our community, but you're in fact helping our schools, our students. I mean, I can't think of an easier way to spend a day to really make a huge impact on your community. So I would encourage you to come out and spend a day volunteering with us at our Basalt Vista Housing Project.
And those educators, do they all work in Basalt, or are they able to teach anywhere within the Roaring Fork School District?
Yeah, so great question. All of the teachers within the Roaring Fork School District, so for those that might not be aware, that's Glenwood, Carbondale, and Basalt schools. All of the teachers were eligible, not just teachers, but district staff were eligible to apply. And the way that the lottery system worked out, it did in fact being all Basalt teachers. So those are teachers in the elementary and middle school that I'll be getting to meet with tonight and going over the program and all the really exciting next steps of this project. And I'm really looking forward to meeting with these teachers tonight.
That's very exciting. Amy, I really appreciate your time today. And I'm just wondering, can you tell us, remind us one more time, where we can go to find more information?
come visit our website, which is habitatroaringfork.org, for more information about volunteering and information about coming to check out our restore.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Tracy.
Before I go, I just wanted to make sure that I gave the right AmeriCorps Vista website. If you go to AmeriCorpsVista.gov, you'll be able to look for all kinds of placements for AmeriCorps Vista. But be sure to check out what United Way Battlement to the Bells is up to. We have lots of job listings with plenty of different local nonprofits, and would love to meet you if you're local and are interested in becoming an AmeriCorps Vista. Thanks again for listening to United Way Cares. Have a great day.